The opinions of the Mixed Babble podcast is the opinions of the hosts and the guests alone. We are not medical professionals. If you need medical advice, please speak with your doctor or a medical professional for guidance and treatment. Listener's discretion is advised. Explicit language and topics may be covered and used. Thank you. Hi guys, welcome to Mixed Babble. My name is Joni Brown. I am in the middle of the end of the world. What are you guys up to? Everything from the day-to-day bullshit, positive quotes that inspire me, books that I'm currently into, music that I'm obsessed with, or just whatever comes to mind. Let's get into it. Hey, hey, I am back. Welcome back, guys. I am assuming that you listened to the intro, and it was really an intro. It definitely was not an episode. It was about 6 minutes long, and I don't even know why I called it an episode, because you literally could have brushed your teeth, and then it was over. Actually, that might be a good thing to use as a guide on time frame to brush your teeth. So again, you are welcome. I'm doing the Lord's work. I just wanted to get back on here to talk a little bit more. My intro was not very thorough as to my intention and reasons for even starting this podcast. It's something I've been wanting to do. I've often gotten in trouble for talking too much throughout school and life. So it was a natural progression to come here and talk shit and have it be mine and my shit talking corner. So that's not the only reason why. So, and I'm going to apologize in advance. I'm hiding in my office, and I think my dog Chloe is looking for me because I can hear her little leash rattling up and down the hallway. So I waited to even hit record because I wanted her to go somewhere else. Right now, my husband and I are in quarantine. So I'm trying to keep the dog away from him. I'm trying to keep the dog away from me so I can record, even though I love her, but she is literally a shadow. And I don't think you guys want to hear that under, I think I hear her. Sorry. I love her. I love my dog, but she is definitely a clinger. But anyway, I lost my train of thought, so bear with me. Again, I'm new to this. Never done it before. Hated public speaking. So I don't even know why I'm even on here. And I think it was very important for me to put the word babble in my title, because you're probably going to say, this girl just goes on and on about whatever the fuck. And you're probably right. But I'm here to, you know, talk and keep you company. So quit bitching. So again, I'm here in quarantine with my husband. He had a fever a couple days ago and was kind of scary. I came home from work and he was complaining about not feeling so well. And so I was talking to him and I'm like, it's probably like the workout flu. Honestly, I don't even know if that's a thing because he definitely was like, is that real? And I'm like, I don't know. I feel sick every time I work out. So I think it's a thing. If that's a thing, please write in. That's probably something I should mention. I have a email set up exclusively for this podcast. It is Mixed Babble. So that's MIXEDBABBLE podcast@gmail.com. Write in if you know anything about the workout flu, because I think I made that shit up, but I also think it's real, because I know personally when I've worked out, and if I've worked out really hard and I get really sore, sometimes I get chills. Like that day or the next day where I'm just so out of it. And I just want to sleep. I don't know if that's my body trying to heal itself or my body being like, bitch, what the fuck is this shit? Probably a combination of both, but that's what I told him. And then, thank God, I decided to take his temperature because he had a temperature of 101.9, and I was monitoring him, and about 10 minutes later, I decided to take his temperature again, and then it had gone up to 102.1. So then I started freaking out, and you know, it's funny because we've been in this quarantine thing since what, February, March, and we're now almost done with June, and I didn't even know what I needed to do now that it was a possibility. I would guess I just kind of was like, you know, once we get there, we'll figure it out. And we were kind of there. And it was scary because it was about 11 p.m. when the whole thing went down and I didn't know what to do. But I reached out to my sister, who is a certified LPN, just because, I mean, I didn't want to go to the hospital, but I would have if we needed to. But then that's the whole thing that's so weird right now. They're telling you not to go to the hospital, and they're telling you not to go to the doctor, but to go to the doctor. I don't even know what we're supposed to do anymore. It's like, do you want me to come out there, or do you want me to die at home? Pick a struggle. Like, I really don't even know what we're supposed to do anymore. But I gave him Tylenol, and he started feeling better. Well, I started feeling better because his temperature was going down. I don't know if he was feeling better, but his temperature started going down pretty rapidly. So yay for Tylenol. That shit's pretty amazing. I was actually surprised at how quickly it worked. Now, with me saying that, let me just say Tylenol is not sponsoring this podcast. I'm just referencing the fact that we used it and it helped. However, I am not a doctor. I don't know shit about medicine. I don't know shit about shit. So don't be taking no damn Tylenol and overdosing and trying to blame somebody, because I am not the one. I don't know nothing about nothing. I read bottles like the rest of you, and I don't listen to the president on what medications to take, because that shit, I don't know. Last I checked, he wasn't a medical professional either. So I guess like, use some common sense and talk to your general practitioner, or take your ass down to the hospital if need be. But again, I don't even know if they want you down there. So I don't know. I'm not the one to ask questions to regarding this shit, because I don't know nothing, clearly. It's been a couple days now, and my husband seems to be getting better, but I'm still treating him like a fucking leper, because I'm not trying to get that shit. I think he's going through some withdrawals, and I can literally hear my dog trying to, like, claw her way underneath the door. So, yeah, I have no fucking privacy these days, because we're all locked up in this bitch. And I'm in here, and it's kind of getting hot because I had to turn the fucking AC off just so I could record this shit. Apparently, this mic picks up everything. And, yeah, for sound quality, I'm trying to do my best. Hopefully, it's not too echoey in here, because I know you're supposed to have like padded walls and carpet, and bitches be recording in their closets and shit. I'm like, look, how am I supposed to grow and be my best if you don't see my struggles from day one? Like, this is what it is. We out here struggling. We out here trying to figure out how to post this shit. It took me about an hour just to even post my damn sneak peek of my intro, because the apps wouldn't shit, and I don't know. It's a process. But hi. So here I am. I'm gonna try to keep this one fairly short, not too long. When I decided I was gonna start this podcast, I think I started telling you that, and then I kind of went on a babble, random shit. Just kind of wanted to give you an update on the fuckery that's my life right now. We Just give me a minute. I gotta like collect myself. But yeah, so when I decided to start this podcast, I I wanted my husband to be on my first episode, but it was important to me that I did not portray this podcast as if it was a couple's podcast. I will have him on as a guest at one point, at some point, probably my first guest, but I didn't want people to think that, you know, it was just gonna be me and him and googly eyes and all that bullshit. I've actually known my husband since 2000, so we're looking at 20 years. I feel old as fuck even saying that, but I've known him since high school. I met him in ninth grade, and we were friends for 10 years before we even became a couple. And the reason why I even say that is because we have a very casual friend-like basis foundation situation. So it's not going to be all lovey-dovey. It might sound more like, you know, buddies talking and him probably giving me the side eye because I said something crazy, which I often get from him, but I just ignore it. Like, you signed up for this shit. It is what it is. So I do want him on the podcast, but again, I didn't want it to be like, oh God, they're going to be talking about like how much they love each other and how great each other are and blah, blah, blah. Didn't want to set that shit up like that. So I decided not to have him on it. And you get to just listen to me for a little bit. I actually was worried about, you know, having a podcast on my own just for the fact that I didn't want to feel like I was sitting here talking to myself. And it's actually not as bad as I thought it was going to be. It would be nice to have someone else to kind of, you know, hold a conversation with so that when I stumble, I'm not trying to gather myself. But look, we all have brain farts. This shit's it's bound to happen. At some point in time, I feel like I may have like a speech impediment. You just gonna have to go with it and just be like, you know, God bless her. So, yeah, again, I will have him on the podcast. He will probably talk some shit that I don't care about. He likes to talk about sports and shit and politics. Good God. He's definitely the politics guy in this relationship. Unfortunately, our TVs default to the news when you turn it on, and I will catch like a glimpse of it, and it's just enough to ruin my day. But I know it's important to stay informed, so I will literally be like, hey, so where are we at with that one thing? And he kind of just gives me the snippet, the short version, which I appreciate him for. He's super smart. And that's kind of cool to have, you know, someone in your life that you can learn from. So that's been nice. We balance each other. For the people that know us, you'll probably wonder how it happened between us because we are kind of opposites. We're both pretty, you know, we're both talkers, but I'm kind of a little bit more crazy than him, if I had to pick a word. And I don't mean crazy like slash your tires crazy. Like, that's a different type of crazy. I'm more outspoken than him. Some may call it a little brash or direct or whatever fucking word you want to use. But, oh yeah, I think I said it on the last one about language. I'm a few minutes in at this point, so if you haven't figured it out, like, tell your fucking kids to go away. You know, go hide somewhere with your headphones. I don't know. We don't have kids, my husband and I, as yet, so I can do that. It's probably a habit I should break before they come around. But, you know, why put the cart before the horse? So, plus, I mean, they're going to hear it eventually. Listen, this is not a guideline on how to be a good parent, clearly. again, I don't have kids, so I'm not the one to really ask. But yeah, I curse. I do. Can't really help it. It's kind of second nature at this point. I think it's a great way to convey your feelings, you know, intellectually. Listen, don't judge me. I don't know what to tell you. I really don't. So, anyway, moving right along. So yeah, I'll have some other guests on, some lighter topics, some heavier topics, just to kind of give you some quick intro to things that I'm thinking about talking about. and this may be for all the people out there that are wedding planning and all the nonsense that comes along with that. Someone very close to me has recently found out that their future father-in-law may be racist. Now, if you remember, I mentioned that I had my genealogy done a couple years ago. My husband got me a Valentine's Day gift, which was really sweet of him. Different, but sweet and highly appreciated because I've always wondered how much of what I am genetically. My mom, for whatever reason, thought she had German in her for how long, and actually debated 23andMe's results. Like, no, that's not real. Like, that's not true. I know I got German in me. And I'm sitting here like, so science and I don't know where you got your information from, but this paperwork is saying that we do not have said whatever the fuck you think we have. So that was fun. She thought that I don't know if she thought I was lying or what. And I'm like, I'm literally reading the information off the paper. Like, I really don't know what to tell you. So I found out, like I briefly mentioned in the intro, that let me take it back. I was born in Jamaica and moved to America a couple months before my 7th birthday. So we moved here, I think, in July, I want to say 93. And I turned 7 in September of that year. I'm also going to apologize for the fact that this fucking chair that I'm sitting in is kind of squeaky. So if you hear that, that's what that is. Listen, growing pains. We'll get there. We'll get through it. Next thing you know, I'll have like spotlights and shit, and everything will be great. And you can say, look how she's evolved from her raggedy ass chair, hiding from her fucking dog. And all that. So we got to start somewhere, and this is where we're starting. Okay? All right. So yeah, moved to America when I was almost 7. I just tell people I was 7 because shit, we're rounding up in this bitch. So I was 7 and I started school here in second grade and went to school throughout all those years. I actually used to have an accent. I'm gonna put that out there because people are always like, oh, you don't sound Jamaican. You don't sound blah, blah, blah. Okay, I still speak Patois, but right now I'm not gonna talk. All right. So, yes, I do speak Patois, but I mean, I've been here fucking what? 20 something years. Like, what the fuck do you want from me? I can turn it on and off. I mean, people do it all the time. You know, the French can, well, I don't know. So I'm talking about shit. I have no idea how the French do. I don't know what the fuck I'm even touching on that for. So anyway, moved here when I was 7. I think that's what I was saying. And went to school here and blah, 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 and had to learn the fucking language because, yeah, let me just say, side note, the hardest word for me to learn when I was 7 was the word wedgie. What the fuck? Like, and now imagine explaining what the fuck a wedgie is to a child. Like, I'm trying to learn this word and I want you to tell me what it is. Like, what is the definition? clothes stuck in your ass. Like, I wish I could go back and see how they taught me the word wedgie, because how uncomfortable was that conversation? So anyway, yeah, that was a word that I had a hard time learning. What was another word? Cursive. That word was difficult as fuck for me. What the fuck? We don't even call it that in Jamaica. We call it jine up. And I guess the translation in layman's terms is join up, because you're joining up the damn words or letters. So yeah, shit was hard, man. But here I am, and listen to how eloquently I speak when I'm not fucking cursing. So anyway, so that happened. And then I, you know, continued life here, met my husband in high school. That didn't happen till, as far as our relationship, till 2010, when we kind of came across each other again. But that's another episode. I'll probably just have it when he's on the episode so we can talk about it. Because I know, you know, a lot of locals are kind of wondering how that happened. But that was God. That had shit to do with me. And yes, I cursed and said God in the same fucking sentence, because that's how I'm set up. I am, I'm not religious per se. What are the kids saying these days? I'm spiritual. I have a relationship with God. I don't go to church every Sunday, but I do once in a while go to church, and not just on Easter and Christmas. It's been a while. So I probably should be going back at some point. But I do. Listen, I will fuck up some Joel Osteen on a Sunday morning. Okay? That's my jam. And especially when I'm going through some shit, I will turn his ass on my fucking phone and listen to that while I'm working or whatever the fuck. But I love me some Joel Osteen, because he be getting me right. Especially when I'm about to cut a bitch. But listen, I don't promote violence. I don't. anyway, but I digress. But, just to get back to the topic at hand, what to expect with this podcast. So I will have guests. I do plan to speak with some friends, slash locals and people that I find aspiring. I know for me, starting this podcast was the scariest thing ever. I don't like to speak publicly, and I don't even know how I'm doing right now, to be honest, but guess what? You're not here to tell me, and I don't give a fuck. So I really was afraid to start the podcast, because I did not want to feel like I was sitting here talking to myself, because I can't have lulls on this thing. Because I mean, it's going to be apparent. And honestly, if you're listening to me in the background while you're doing something, I guess you probably don't even care. You just want, you know, something to fill the dead air in your head. So I will be that person for you. I will. And you'll like it. Hopefully enough to even, like and subscribe. And I'm only saying that because that's what I've heard people say. I have no idea what the fuck I'm talking about. I think if you subscribe, you'll get notifications that I posted some shit. So that'll be cool, I think, for you, maybe. Yeah. Email me. Tell me. Let me know. But if there's any topics you want me to talk about, submit that as well. Mixed Babble, BABBLE podcast @gmail.com. I check my emails regularly. But yeah, so we'll be discussing relationships, interracial relationships, especially with the one I talked about briefly, with the person that I know that is marrying into a family. The father is Caucasian, the future husband is Caucasian, the whole family is Caucasian, and, they're marrying into that. And in the climate that we're in right now, you know, we're seeing some ugly sides of people. Unfortunately that it exists, despite what some ignorant people are saying, it does exist. I've experienced it myself. you know, family members have experienced it. My husband has experienced it. He is a Black man, African American, born and raised in Florida. And we've all experienced it to some level. So for people to try to negate that and say it doesn't exist, it's quite upsetting. But, you know, we're going to talk about that. Anyone out there that's getting married at the moment, I got married in 2016, and the things that came with that. I have a few friends that are in the process of planning their weddings, which had to be postponed due to COVID-19, and you know how those panned out. Wedding planning is no fucking joke. I don't know if whoever's listening to this has gotten married, but a friend of mine, when I was going through my wedding process, told me that you see people's true colors when there is a wedding, a funeral, or when there is a pregnancy and, you know, you're expecting a baby or to expand your family in any way. Those are when you see people's true colors. And those were the realest words I've ever fucking heard, because that shit is 100% true. And it's unfortunate, because those are supposed to be pivotal moments in your life and the most exciting, you know, times of your life. But as with anything else, I suppose you get the bullshit along with it. So we're going to touch on that and how they're navigating through it and how I navigated through it. And, you know, setting boundaries with all that. I think it's appropriate as well to talk about starting new projects and the fear that comes with that. Because, again, I was pretty terrified about starting this podcast. My husband, if it wasn't for him, and when I told him I was thinking about it, he just started buying a bunch of shit. I was low-key having like a panic attack, because every few days I would have a delivery on my doorstep and he would open it with excitement, and it was fucking microphones or whatever the fuck this thing is to my left. It's some audio volume output input bullshit that I have no idea what it actually does, because he's been kind of manning all that shit. But he was buying, you know, headphones and mic stands and shit, and I was like, okay, so I guess I'm fucking doing it. And so now I'm fucking doing it. So, you know, we'll touch on how to overcome those fears and getting out of your own head so that you can actually get some shit done. I'm really proud that I'm actually doing this right now. I don't even know if you've gotten anything out of what I've said, but I'm fucking doing it. And that's really all that matters, right? I'll just get better with time. At least that's what they say is supposed to happen. So you'll have to let me know how that goes. But yeah, we'll talk about, I'm sure you're tired of talking about it, but I guess we'll talk about the quarantine, the coronavirus a little bit, and how to keep yourself from losing your fucking mind, and maybe some life hacks on how to get through that shit at a distance, 6 feet, stay the fuck away from me. But, yeah. Oh. Speaking of which, I forgot to tell you that I got that fucking nasal dig, brain penetration, violating, whatever the fuck they did to me, 2 days ago. And the internet and people are fucking liars. They're all fucking liars. Don't trust anybody in your life that has said to you that it doesn't fucking hurt. Oh, but listen. Again, disclaimer, I am not a medical professional, and you should get tested if you need to get tested. Do it. Suck it up and fucking do it. I did it. But I'm not going to say it was fucking pleasant. I will not lie to you. I am your friend. The voice you're hearing is your subconscious. Do it if you need to do it. But I'm not going to tell you that it's fun. It's not. And hopefully you only have to do it once, but I don't know. Can somebody let me know if there's like a blood version of this? Because as a person that hates giving blood, like I would much rather give blood than do that shit again. There has to be another version. I know there's like mouth swabs, so don't write in to tell me about that shit. I know there's mouth swabs, but then I hear that that is not as conclusive as the nose thing. I just, listen, yesterday was the first day after I got my nose violated, and I was still having like PTSD. Like I felt throbbing in my nose, my nasal canal. I was going to say nasal canal. That's how you fucking know I am not a medical professional. I'm making up fucking words. But yeah, I was still having like residual like throbs, and I'm like, what the fuck is that? No one talks about that shit. But it's nothing like, you know, Advil or whatever the fuck can help. And you see, I talked about Tylenol before, and now I'm talking about Advil. Nobody sponsors this shit yet. Holla at me. But yeah, just take something that you're not allergic to and all that. I feel like I need to say these things because I'm not trying to get sued. I know nothing about nothing. I am not a medical professional. I think I said that like 3 times, but I have to make sure that y'all know, because I've heard of other people taking some shit and ending up with a stroke, and I don't want that on my subconscious that I did that shit. Like, I want nothing to fucking do with it. But yeah. So we'll talk about a little bit of quarantine bullshit. Won't touch on that too long because I'm sure you're inundated and tired of hearing about it. But it's only been like 2 days for me and my husband, and we haven't quite, you know, stepped over into the kill him, kill me situation, because he's in the room, I'm wherever the fuck I am in the house. He's quarantined to the room because he's the one that may have some shit. Yeah, and I don't want it. And from what I heard, and again, it could be fake news, I heard O positive blood type may have, you know, some kind of buffer, a little bit less likely to get it. I don't know if that's true. Yeah, I have no idea, but I'm O positive blood type, so I'm like, okay, maybe I have that on my side. Who knows? To be determined. We haven't gotten our results yet. They said that could take 4 to 5 days. So I'm waiting for that to come through, and hopefully they're both negative so I can get back to my fucking life. If you follow the blog, I do have a blog. It's called Unicorn Babble. And it's the same spelling for Babble as with the podcast, but it's Unicorn, UNICORN. BABBLE.com. That is my blog. I started it a few months ago. I talked about it in the intro briefly, and I literally probably do very similar to what I'm doing right now. I'm talking about a bunch of whatevers, just shit that came back to me that happened to me years ago, things that are happening to me now. For example, my husband and I are in the process of trying to get pregnant for the 4th time. We've had a few miscarriages. We're navigating through that and we're figuring shit out. We just started seeing a fertility specialist last week. So I'll keep you guys updated on that. Actually, it doesn't matter if you care, because I'm going to tell you anyway. But if you care and you want to hear more about it, let me know. We'll be talking about all kinds of shit. I've had, you know, friends with doctorates write shit that I can't wait to discuss with you guys. I've had friends that have worked in jails just as a, you know, doing some kind of psychology. So that would be interesting. Hearing about that experience. But I guess we'll talk a little bit of sports. I don't give any fucks about sports, but I know somebody out there does. And it's not going to be sports talk in the way that you think. It's probably going to be like so what do you think about this? And I'll tell you what I think about this. Like, you know, the taking a knee, that shit. And I don't say that shit in a negative way. I just mean that shit as in that fucking topic. So, yeah, we'll be talking about a bunch of shit, babbling the fuck out of this podcast. So anyway, we will see where we go with this, and I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm going to plan to post once a week. I probably should have decided what day that would be. Might have been a good idea to seem like I was somewhat organized. I probably should have named this podcast Unorganized, but we're learning, we're doing, we'll grow together. So, I am about 35 minutes in talking by myself, guys. I fucking did it. So here we are. We're done. I'm kind of sweaty. Like it's hot. It's hot, but I'm also like stressed. Whew. Okay. Yeah, write me. Tell me things. Ask questions. I'd love to interact with everyone. Let me know what you want to hear and we'll talk about it. All right. So that's unicornbabble.com is the blog if you want to catch up on some posts. And I may be reading Audible style some of those blog entries for the people that don't want to fucking read and want it to be read to them. The cool thing about that is I will be adding in my own little, tidbits here and there to kind of give you a little bit more background on what was going on at that time that I did not put in the blog. So there'll be a little bit of extra added to that. So it's not going to be like word for word. So don't be like, this bitch can't fucking read. It's done on purpose. So don't be rude. So I'll probably read that once in a while and you can follow along like in school. It'll be really fun. But yeah, we'll have some guests, we'll talk some shit. And yeah, I think it's going to be great. All right, guys, thank you for tuning in. Again, the email is mixedbabblepodcast@gmail.com. Hit me up. Bye.